Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick. David Smith is the Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute, Illinois Family Action.
Yeah, hello.
And if you drive around the Chicago area, you may have seen our guest. Chris Iverson is one of the leaders of Chicago Pro-Life Future and Live Pro-Life. You show up on highway overpasses with a group of volunteers and put up large blue and white signs that say...
They say abortion takes human life. It's a very short message, and we're reaching hundreds of thousands of people throughout the year.
It's a good sign. It's a good message. It confronts people with something that they may not be thinking about as they drive down the expressway, right, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're there. We're waving to the people, and we get a lot of positive feedback. Actually, 80% of the feedback we get back is positive.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. No,
especially
it's
in
phenomenal.
The Chicagoland area.
Yeah, I mean, we're like an Oak Park, you know, not known for conservative values. And you get 80% positive feedback with a pro-life message. So it's really phenomenal.
You know, I noticed that I went out with you one day, a Saturday morning, a dreary Saturday morning. You guys are out there in the cold, damp weather, so you're to be commended for your dedication to the cause. And I noticed, you know, I would say really 90% of the folks driving by were honking and very
giving thumbs up
and very positive to you guys
versus the other salute.
Yeah,
right.
Good.
So, you know, when you put up a sign on an overpass, let's say in Oak Park, you
right over 290, for example,
right around Harlem Avenue.
Yeah.
How many people do you think you're reaching?
So we reach around it's over 10,000 people per hour. When we're up there.
Say that again, 10,000?
10,000 people per hour. Yeah, it's more than that. So you figure it takes a handful of pro-lifers, and we're up there, and we're having a good time. We're talking, socializing, waving to the people.
Friendly group of protesters, huh?
Yeah, right, yeah. And we reach 10,000 people. It's a phenomenal use of time to be out there, and it just feels really good to be able to spread the message.
So how did you come to decide on that particular message, Chris? Abortion takes human life.
So here's the challenge. I've gone door to door. I've talked to lots of people about the pro-life message. And if you use the word pro-life or pro-choice, a lot of people don't know what you mean by that exactly. And so we have to use the word abortion. People know what abortion is, right? And so then you say abortion takes human life. And there have been surveys done. And there's a very strong majority of Americans who agree with the statement when presented with it, that abortion does in fact take human life. So it's great because people agree with it, and it moves their moral intuition away from abortion and toward life. So that's one of the reasons why it's a fantastic message.
Good.
You also are starting a campaign to put up billboards, okay?
Billboards, and you have done it before.
You have done it before. Billboards cost money.
Yep.
And they're not as mobile as what you can do with the regular signs that you take to the overpasses. So why billboards as opposed to the signs? Or why do both?
Yeah.
Right. So billboards, you know, you pay for a billboard, it's up there all the time, right? When we go on an overpass, we can be there for 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, maybe longer. But billboard, it's up there the whole time, and you're reaching just huge numbers of people. And so you can reach just millions and millions of people.
Over a month period, right?
Yeah, over a four-week period, you can reach, you know, millions of people. So that's why we're doing the billboards. And we can there are places we can put billboards up where it's a little difficult to do a pro-life overpass, but the billboard is there. And so you can still reach those people.
What's the billboard cost?
So the billboard, the best way to think about it is how much it costs per 1 million people that you reach. And it's around $2,500 to $3,000 depending on the location.
So we know – I want to come back to this, the funding part of this and the cost of billboards. But we know that billboard advertising works, right?
Absolutely.
Madison Avenue or advertising corporations throughout the United States really use these billboards to reach a lot of people, demographics, with products, with messages. They wouldn't be spending the gobs of money they are if it didn't work, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, they've got these different organizations that determine how many people will see it. And, you know, when you're getting your message out to hundreds of thousands of people, you get millions and millions of views. People read it. They think about it. And it just moves people's moral intuition away from abortion and toward life. And because the message is so short, you can't help but see it on the billboard. You just have to glance at it. Boom, you have the message.
And you're seeing it more than one time. Think of this. You're headed to work 5 days a week, and there's that sign reminding you that abortion takes a human life.
That's huge. Absolutely. You know, I was going to use the example, Crazy Kaplan's fireworks.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who's driving on I-80, especially in May and June, you will be just bombarded with billboard sign, especially as you head east towards Indiana, with Crazy Kaplan. Well, you know what? They're not losing money, are they?
No.
They're up for a reason because it's driving a message that they want out there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So, and the idea is we keep repeating it. So what we want is people, when they think of abortion, we want them to think, we want it to be top of mind, abortion takes human life. And then the natural result of that is obvious. You want to be pro-life. You want to be protecting the unborn.
It's a great message. It's an important message because, quite frankly, the culture doesn't grapple with this kind of a deep topic very often, do they? And this kind of forces them to think about it, even just for a brief moment. You know, the truth of that sign, abortion takes a human life. Wow. Pretty powerful.
Yeah. And, you know, on the overpass, we've had people who come out who don't like our signs, and they'll come out and we'll have a conversation. And I'll say in the course of the conversation, I'll say, you know, our signs say abortion takes human life. Do you agree with that? And it's interesting to watch the response. They'll hesitate, and then they'll say, well, I guess that's true. Or they'll hesitate, and they'll go, I don't know if I want to answer that question. But they don't want to reject it because it's obviously true, and you can just feel their moral intuition move. And these are people who are, like, pro-choice so much so that they want to come out and object to what we're doing. And even their moral intuition is moving. So it's a powerful, powerful message.
That's good. That's good.
It's not an alternative fact.
No. That's for sure.
You know what's troubling to me, Chris, is that, you know, every once in a while I'll get into a Facebook conversation or some kind of email dialogue with a pro-choice, pro-abortion advocate. And it really kind of boils down to, well, this child is going to be unwanted, unloved, or be assigned to poverty. It would just be better if the child was killed. You know, I mean, it comes down to a financial thing. Look, I don't want to be paying for this child's welfare in the future. And I think that really kind of cuts down to a type of a prejudice or bias of these people, especially against young inner city mothers or babies.
To me, it's a little Nazi-esque.
It is. It is. But, you know, even that. Are we saying that somebody like a Dr. Benjamin Carson can't arise from those kind of a situation? We know. I mean, really?
Right. So what's happening is people are applying a rule to one segment of humanity that they would never apply to anybody else.
Mm.
And so when you say abortion takes human life, what's implied in that, and people sense it, they know it, is what we're saying is abortion takes a human life just like Kermit Gosnell took the life of a newborn, that there is no relevant moral difference. And so they're being confronted with that, and then they hear it, and they read it, and they see it, and they think, you know what, I think that's right.
Well, I think there's also a spiritual component to this too, in that, you know, Scripture tells us that all human life is made in the image of God. And that's why we as pro-lifers respond so strongly to the taking of human life, innocent human life in the womb, because we know it's made in the image of God, of infinite value and worth, right?
Right.
That child. But I think it's almost a reaction to that reminder, right?
Right.
That this little child is made in the image of God.
Absolutely. And people know if you're going to take human life, you better have a really good reason, right? So our laws ordinarily, if you're in a situation where you have to use self-defense and the only way you can save your own life is through the use of the lethal force, generally people go, okay, that should be legal. But you have to have a really good reason. Not financial reasons is not a reason to take someone's human life.
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of pro-lifers have a gun in their home to protect their their family, but no one wants to ever have to use it. It's like the fire extinguisher, right?
Right.
You got a fire extinguisher in the home. The last thing you want to do is have to break it out.
Right. Yeah. And people know that abortion. The vast majority of them are for convenience and for reasons that just don't justify taking human life in any way.
But they always bring up rape and incest and a really bad. Handicap situations, mm-hmm. or the child would be born with severe handicaps or abnormalities, and really, that's just a small part of.
Absolutely right. Yeah, it's a small percentage, and when those conversations come up, I just like to ask people. So, let's say that baby was born. Should it be legal to take their life for that same reason? And if not, why would you use that as a legal justification just months earlier, unless you believe in unequal rights?
That's a great way to phrase it, Chris. I like to push back and say, all right, well, let's you and I work on the 95% of abortions that are done for choice, right? Or
right.
for what do you
convenience.
Call it? Yeah. Birth control.
Right, yeah.
It's basically. Really birth control. Of course, they're hesitant to do that. But
right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the vast majority of abortions are for financial, relationship, and lifestyle reasons, and nobody would kill a newborn for that reason. So,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we'll continue our conversation with Chris Iverson after this.
People are talking a lot about healthcare these days. There are so many changes, so many questions. As Christians, where can we turn for answers? Well, at Samaritan Ministries, we believe the answer is in Jesus Christ, working in the lives of His people, demonstrating Christian community by sharing each other's medical needs, scripturally, faithfully. Here's just part of Lana's story in her own words.
I love getting the monthly share that I give to each month that has a name of a real person and their real medical concerns and a prayer request, you know, for them. That I get to interact with people from all over the country, just like me, and get to pray for them and know that they're praying for me when I have a need. It's great. I love it.
Lana is just one of over 200,000 members who are sharing over $23 million in medical needs each month. If you'd like to experience what it's like to partner with other Christians for your healthcare needs, and you'd like to see what other members are saying, visit MySamaritanStory.org.
Defending Christianity, religious liberty, legislating morality. Join renowned speaker and award-winning author Dr. Frank Turek for his biblical insights on today's issues at the Illinois Family Institute Worldview Conference, Saturday, February 18th at the Village Church of Barrington.
If you want to be in government, only atheists can be in government. Does it say that anywhere? No.
The Illinois Family Institute Worldview Conference.
Pastors were not called to be tax exempt. We were called to be salt and light.
Tickets for the IFI Worldview Conference are $20 per person and just $50 per family. Student scholarships are available. Seating is limited, so please register at illinoisfamily.org or call the IFI office 708-781-9328. illinoisfamily.org or call 708-781-9328.
Thanks for joining us here on the Illinois Family Spotlight. Dave Smith with me. I'm Monty Larrick, and our guest is Chris Iverson, one of the leaders of Chicago Pro-Life Future and Live Pro-Life. Chris is on the front lines of the pro-life movement.
Quite literally.
He's on overpasses with signs that read, abortion takes human life.
Confronting the culture with the truth. Yep. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's right out there, Chris, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're just reaching just such huge numbers of people, and it's a really powerful message.
But you're also engaged in kind of a new billboard campaign where you want to take that message kind of on a semi-permanent basis by expressways here in the Chicago area.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine you're driving down the highway and boom, there's this sign, blue and white, abortion takes human life, and it's just going to reach millions of people. And so we're working on getting those on the highways.
When will they start popping up?
Well, we're going to have some mid-February 2017 coming up here pretty soon. We have three of them coming up, and then we're hoping to have more later on in 2017.
Where?
Tell us the locations.
So the three that
will
be up.
Look for my friends.
Yeah, absolutely. So 290 and 294, so like due west of Chicago, kind of on the border of Cook and DuPage County there.
Addison.
Yeah, right. And then then 57 and 294 is another one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's right by us.
Yeah.
Not too far from Tinley Park.
Right. And then also on 294, pretty much just due south of the loop will be another one. So
fantastic.
Well, these signs aren't cheap, though.
Right. Yeah. No, they are expensive. That's true.
Well, and it's all based on the number of eyeballs that are going to see them or go by them every day. When I was doing my research way back when, and Chris, you're going to be more up to date than I am, O'Hare area was the most expensive in the whole state of Illinois because there are so many people coming to and from that O'Hare area, the corridor there in the airport.
You're right. And so the way to think about it is you're buying impressions. You're buying views of the sign. And if you compare billboards to other forms of advertising, billboards are the cheapest per person that you reach, which is why we're using it, because we want to get the most we can out of our dollars.
Good. And they can't be defaced by our opponents, can they?
No. I mean, not unless they come up with a rocket launcher or something. I mean, it's way up there. I don't know how you'd get to it. So, yeah, no. So that'll be great.
Good.
To have them up there.
Well, let's talk about how people can help put up a billboard. What can they do?
All right. Well, we're going to be partnering with Chris and his organizations, Live Pro Life, to get these billboards up around the state of Illinois. We are raising money right now, and you can contact the IFI office at 708-781-9328 to make a pledge. One-time pledge, a monthly pledge, whatever you can do. If you can write a huge check, hey, give us a call. If you can write a $25 check, that's huge because many hands make light work, and the more people that we have donating to this project, the more opportunities we have to put this sign up in the community, in the Chicagoland community. I almost sound like an NPR commercial here, but we can't do it without you. So we're going to have to ask you to please give us a call.
What premiums are we offering?
Right. Hey, I'll give you a DVD of your choice at our office. How about that?
Okay.
708-781-9328 is the phone number to the office. You can also visit our website, illinoisfamily.org. You'll see a nice big graphic up there, funding billboards, pro-life billboards. Look for it. Big blue sign. Okay? So we'll
What's
go forward
from
there.
What's that phone number, Dave?
Thank you, Monty, for asking. That number, again, is 708-781-9328.
You can go on our website.
And it'll be in the show notes as well.
Yeah, illinoisfamily.org. You can find out about this billboard campaign. I'm a little curious, Chris. What kind of a response do you get to your overpass events from city officials, police, et cetera?
Yeah. So you know, we go on these bridges over highways, like in Oak Park. We're in over 290 near Harlem Avenue and other places that we go to. And sometimes what will happen is people who don't agree with us will call the police and complain and say that we're throwing things at cars and other kinds of crazy accusations, which are totally not true.
You mean leftist lie?
Well, they're not telling the truth. I don't know who they saw, but it wasn't us. So you know, the police come up, and you know, we've had these interactions a number of times now, and so they know we're nice people and all that. So we'll have state police or local police, and we'll come up, and they'll, you know, make sure everything is going fine, everything. And the police are, you know, very professional. They're really great people, and they're, you know, just applying the law neutrally, and they do a great job.
They're there to serve and protect. So yep. if somebody is throwing stuff off of a viaduct
Absolutely.
Or an overpass, that's a problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. So.
You know, one of the things I noticed when I went out to that overpass on Harlem Avenue over the Ike, right? Mm-hmm. It was a Saturday morning, and it's amazing how much traffic there is on the Ike, even on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you're out there on a weekday, wow! With a billboard in that area, mm-hmm. just think of the impact that could have. But also the folks who come out. Your overpass events.
Yeah.
It's a real mix. I mean, the gray-haired folks like me and young people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we have young women that come out. They're so passionate about it. It's really great. And they're out there, and they're waving. It's a whole mix of generations. It's
young
and
professionals.
Everybody. Right, absolutely.
So every time you go out, do you have any interactions with the public, or is there times where you know, crickets?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a lot of interaction with the public when we're out there, but there are people who come up. We've had a couple of kind of counter-protesters with homemade signs that come up, and you can hardly read them and stuff like that. You know?
Sure.
And then we just try to have, you know, we're not into having arguments. We just try to have conversations with people, and they come by. But a lot of people do this, kind of walk past, and they might ask, what does the sign say? And we'll let them know, and then they'll keep going. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you say counter-protesters. How can they argue against abortion takes a human life?
Well, that's a great question. So we'll get in a conversation, and I'll ask them that. I'll say, you know, our sign says abortion takes human life. Do you think that's a true statement or not? Oh, and they have a real hard time with that. They don't know what to do. They go, well, yeah, I guess, or, well, I don't know, and they flounder, or they, you know. So they have a really hard time with it, yeah.
Okay. Why not, let's say, have a picture of a baby on some of these overpass signs?
Well, for example, Pro-Life Action League does a great job every year with the Face the Truth tour. And they have the aborted, you know, huge signs of aborted babies, parts, unfortunately, bloody parts. And it does. You know, I do it once a year with usually on the South Side. It's called
right.
The Face. Yes, it's fantastic. And I bring my older kids with me, and we stand there with the sign. And I remember at 99th and Halsted on the South Side being there, and a woman was stopped in traffic at the light, and she's looking at it with her little baby in the car seat next to her, and she just was shaking her head. I don't know what was going through her mind, whether she was in disagreement with what we were doing or she was just struck by the truth of what abortion was. I don't know.
Right.
But she was there, and she was absorbing it
so,
all.
So how did you decide on the terminology of your billboards?
Sure. And the graphic, instead of having a graphic picture.
Right. So, yeah, so what we have is we decided on, you know what, let's just have the four words. Abortion takes – we have a blue background, white letters. Abortion takes human life, just the four words. And the reason for that is you're on the highway. You're driving 60 miles an hour, listening to the radio. And
your mind is not going to be able to process.
Right, exactly. So we're just –
60 miles an hour. Man, that's slow.
Yeah. So they don't have time to, read a lot of text, and if you have a picture and text, that's more things to look at. So we just wanted to have just the four words, and we have a limitation on how large of a sign we can have up there just because of the wind and everything. So we just wanted to make the words as big as possible. So that's what we did. And with specifically with the text, abortion takes human life, we wanted to use the word abortion. You know, the people we want to reach really are people who are not really informed on the subject. So they're not going to know terms like pro-life and they don't know all of that. So we just use the word abortion. They know what that means. Abortion takes human life. Anybody can understand it. Anybody can understand it. And so that's why it's such a powerful message.
You know, and the fact is this is also maybe going to plant seeds mm-hmm. for people in the future as they think about or grapple with it. At the moment they're driving by, they may not be dealing with such a situation in their lives. But one of their friends, one of their relatives, somebody, you know, may come across and all of a sudden it becomes very real
right.
to them. And, you know, I want to talk to you a bit about what Ray Comfort has done with some of his abortion, dialogues, the videos he's had with college campus people
right.
who he goes and interviews and says, hey, are you pro-life or pro-choice? And, you know, the vast majority of the people that at least make it onto video are saying pro-choice. And he says, do you know what it is? And they show – have you seen that?
Yeah.
You know, where he shows a video and asks them to – and then I think it's Dr. Laventino mm-hmm. who actually describes what the process is. And afterwards, 9 out of 10 of them take off their headphones after watching and listening to the explanation of what an abortion is and say, whoa.
Right. And the core of that
– I didn't know.
Right. And the core of that is abortion takes human life, right?
Yes.
And Ray Comfort's method is fantastic. Unfortunately, it's hard to do with millions of people.
Right. You don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, right. But with a billboard, you can get out a very similar message.
But it's also planting a seed is my point.
Absolutely.
And then when this truth comes by, it all connects and it's like, you know, the warmth of the sun, the water, and the nutrients of the ground, and all of a sudden it's going to sprout.
Absolutely, right. So. And, you know, and a percentage of the people who see these signs are going to make a decision or going to have a role in making a decision as to whether or not to give in to the temptation to have an abortion. And so we're reaching millions of people, and some of those people are going to think about having an abortion.
Yeah, we're informing their personal convictions, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Or they've got a teenage daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe they're going to have a conversation with their daughter.
Right. Absolutely, yeah. And so, you know, this is one of those things where it's hard to know how many lives are being saved by it, but you know if you do this enough, you reach enough people, it's going to change minds.
Well, Chris, I am so glad that you guys are out doing this work. I'm so glad that we're able to partner with you and getting some more of these signs out because that's what it's all about, isn't it? When it comes down to it is discipling the nations, is telling the truth to the people and promoting it and advocating it.
So Once again, how can people get involved?
Yeah.
How can they help put up a sign?
And I encourage our listeners, make a donation to this project to fund pro-life billboards. Give us a call at 708-781-9328. We'll call you back if you have to leave a message. Any amount is good. Or go visit our website, illinoisfamily.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris Iverson, with Chicago Pro-Life Future and Live Pro-Life. And until next time, God bless.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org. And look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.